Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about an event in the Old Testament that showed when it was time for treason. And I'm going to read to you from 2 Kings chapter 11, verses 13 and 14. Listen carefully. Now when Athaliah heard that the noise of the escorts and of the people, she came to the people in the temple of the Lord. When she looked, there was the king standing by a pillar according to custom, and the leaders and the trumpeters were by the king. All the people of the land were rejoicing and blowing trumpets. So Athaliah tore her clothes and cried out, "Treason! Treason!" You know, fairy tales are filled with wicked queens. But did you know that there's also a wicked queen in the Bible? There was only one queen to ever reign over any of the tribes of Israel, and she was one of the worst rulers that they ever had. For 6 years, Queen Athaliah ruled in Jerusalem over the kingdom of Judah. She did the best she could to kill every potential rival, but under God's providence, one boy was preserved. His name was Joash, and he was hidden from Athaliah for 6 years. On the day that Joash, the rightful king, was revealed, it was a complete surprise to Athaliah. You might think she would be happy to learn that her grandson was alive, but she wasn't. She was terrified. 2 Kings says, "When she looked, there was the king." For the usurper queen mother, this was a horrifying sight. For 6 years, she ruled because she believed, and everyone else believed, that there were no legitimate heirs to the throne of David. Now she saw that one son of Ahaziah, Joash, her own grandson, had somehow escaped her murderous plans. Now, we see in these verses that all the people of the land were rejoicing. They were obviously weary of the wicked reign of Athaliah. They started blowing trumpets in celebration. And what did Athaliah say? She cried out, this is in verse 14, "Treason! Treason!" Now, Queen Athaliah had reason to say this. This was treason against her government. But let me tell you, it was a well-founded and godly treason against a tyrannical, wicked ruler. If wicked Athaliah was the queen, then it was time for treason. As Christians, we often think about the importance of our submission and surrender to Jesus Christ. Now, that's a good thing. But I wonder if we think enough about how we should rebel against Satan and his kingdom. The Bible tells us that we should have some kind of respect for the devil, actually, and we should recognize that it is ultimately the Lord who has authority over him, and not us apart from God. You'll find that in Jude verses 8 and 9. But that doesn't mean for a moment that we are to respect the devil's rule in any way. Notice here in 2 Kings 11, Athaliah considered it treason when the people rejoiced as the true king was revealed. I imagine that as God's people praised Jesus with all their might and all their joy, the devil and all of his associates cry out, "Treason! Treason!" Well, let Satan say it. We don't care. Our eyes are on our rightful King, Jesus Christ. It's always time for us to surrender to God, but we can also say that it is always time to resist the devil. It's always time for treason against the devil and his kingdom. So, in the name of Jesus, today, submit yourself to God and carry out a little bit of treason against Satan.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.